Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Why do we procrastinate about certain things? I look back over the years, I remember the very first time I noticed that I was procrastinating was when I was in my 9th or 10th grade. I had this amazing idea that I can take these top 5 or 10 physics and math books and allocate myself one chapter a day from each of them. I was obviously super overly ambitious, but my young brain did not perceive that. And I did that for one or two days and totally fell off the bandwagon pretty soon. And I found myself that I simply did not accomplish my task. And one or two years later, when I was preparing for IIT entrance exam, something completely different happened. So there was this company called Agarwal Classes. Apparently they shut it down. They would send us 2 or 3 booklets in math, 2 or 3 booklets in physics and chemistry. So we'd get a total of 5-10 booklets every few weeks. And we had a deadline. We had to go through each one of them, understand, study, learn the formulae, and there would be complex problems at the end of it that we had to solve. And what I did was, I stuck to it. These were bite-sized. There was a lot of social proof. A lot of my friends were doing the same things. We would meet in the school next day and discuss, which ones did you get it? Oh my God, I didn't get it yet. It came one day late. And then I'm behind. And then we would all exchange notes on how many did you finish? Oh my God, you mailed the whole packet back already. My God, you lucky fellow, you finished all the... So this was the social proof. So we had bite-sized chunks of information to digest compared to my self-imposed curriculum that was unbearable. And I was procrastinating quickly to these bite-sized, time-bound, social proof. So there were so many elements about not procrastinating. I think I learned my lesson. I don't know, maybe I have procrastinating other areas later on, but that was a very powerful lesson for me to learn. So why do we procrastinate? So if I remember 99 September, I quit my job at Accenture. And suddenly we were, my wife, myself, another friend partnered up. We were in an unknown territory, right? Wow, I have to get clients. I don't know how to get clients. And that can be a pretty scary moment, right? And we were living off of our savings. We were burning cash every month. We didn't necessarily have the money coming in. So we said, okay, how do we go about doing that? And then sat down. I remember sitting down and just brainstorming on a daily basis. I would have a piece of paper. I would write down ideas. I would brainstorm with my partners, my wife, my friend, who was also a business partner. The three of us would generate ideas. So this is very important. So I took this vague, uncertain, doubtful, fearful cloud in my brain. I don't know how else to describe it, which was the cause of my procrastination. That fear made me procrastinate, right? And that procrastination did not help because I was not being productive and I was burning cash up and I was losing time. So how did I handle it? I said, let's take a more constructive approach. Is this cloud really a cloud? And it turned out, no, the cloud was not at all a cloud. The cloud had some really concrete stuff inside. I started writing them down. Who can help me? Well, the people who have already done that. Oh, but why will they help me? Some of them might be nice. So that became a task. Seek out people who have already done this and get their advice. Maybe go online and Google and read articles on this subject. Read books on this subject. Right? Talk to my friends and see what they would think, what are the ideas they have. Whoa, the cloud started lifting. Now the cloud was replaced by some very clear, concrete ideas. Now, over the years, I now have a title, a name for that concept, which I did not have then. I call it hacking your bright spots. Okay, find bright spots. So here I am, launched a consulting company in IT, needed more clients, right? So the bright spot would be somebody else who knew how to do that, who knew how to be a rainmaker and generate a lot of clients. Who is that? Where are they? How can I get to them? Right? And then become friends with them, seek their advice, get the ideas, implement those ideas. That's called hacking, identifying the bright spots out there and getting to know the details of that and hacking them. Okay? I call that hacking the bright spot. I actually have a name now. You can now tell I have used that concept over and over and over and over and over again many, many, many times to overcome my fear and actual reality of procrastination. Okay? So that's what I would recommend. You sit down and write down, okay, what is a cloud? So define your cloud. I am worried. I am fearful. I have never done this before. And you need to be genuine and honest with yourself. Those words are emotional. That emotion is what is creating procrastination, right? So you put those down and say, okay, what is the most constructive thing I can do? I can actually go out, get clients and generate revenues. Whoa, that's fantastic. Okay, now how do I do that? Not how do I do that. Who has done that before? Identify the bright spots, either by Google. Today we have LinkedIn I can go to. That's phenomenal. So let's go to LinkedIn and start identifying people who have done that. Start adding them as friends and sending out a polite request for a 15 to 20 minute conversation, maybe more. Start reading articles, start reading books on Amazon. Start watching videos on YouTube and podcasts. And pretty soon, trust me, you'll have 4 or 5 daily good habits that you'll end up eventually at. And habits and rhythms and routines are phenomenal. Why? Because they'll cut out. They will cut out procrastination. These rhythms is what I finally got into, right? I have daily habits that make sure I'm not procrastinating. So eventually you'll get to that. That's the way most people, I found out, most successful people eventually, they are human just like us, right? But they figured out how to handle the challenge of procrastination. How? By developing habits, daily habits, which are hard to develop, but also hard to dislodge once you've developed them. So once they're a part of your routine, those daily habits prevent procrastination automatically, right? And so you insert into those daily habits the idea of finding and hacking bright spots. So I hope you got the entire formula down.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle, but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions, and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
Example. Over time, I figured out through the book called Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, I figured out mornings and nights are very important. He calls them bookends. So night before I sleep, I'm visualizing great, exciting, wonderful things, grateful things, good things that happened today. I'm seeing ourselves as prospering and prosperous and great things happening for our various businesses, our family members, and I'm just totally grateful for all the great things that have happened today, and I'm excited about the future. That's my last visual as I drop off to sleep every night. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm wired, I'm excited, I'm fired up. And then I'm usually sitting down and I'm writing down my dreams, my goals, my gratitudes. What are my dreams? Whatever your dreams are, maybe your dream is to move out of your staying with your parents. You want to move out of that into your own place. And with your new wife that you recently got married, you want to move out into your own place. Maybe that's a dream that you have. Maybe a goal is to increase your income. Maybe you want to pay off your loans by $1,000 in the next 30 days. Maybe in the next 6 months, you want to double your salary. That's a goal. What are the gratitudes? Thank God you can stay in your parents' place. Thank God you are in whatever country you are. Thank God you are in the family that you are in. Thank God you have a job. Thank God you have the skills, blah, 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 right? Very powerful effect. You know, those four positive hormones that are generated, the happiness hormones that are generated inside of you. That means, in other words, early morning gratitudes are generating in me those powerful superhero-like hormones that are just making it They're designing me to be successful for the day, right? Because I'm starting them off with enthusiasm, energy, and happiness. So you're designing yourself so you can be actually happy during the whole day. So that's very exciting. So there you are. That is one habit you can develop. Bookends. What you sleep with, when you wake up, grab your pen. In my case, I have this newly acquired iPad Pro with this pencil, as Apple calls it. That's what I'm using. I have a Notability app, and in that, I have one binder right there, and I call that as my DGG, Dreams, Goals, and Gratitudes. And you will see that every day I have one Dreams, Goals, and Gratitudes file, right? And where I write down my dreams, goals, and gratitudes for the day, it's super exciting for me. I can use different colors to satisfy my right brain. I love to write using different colors, and I have tomes of books at home. Luckily, I got rid of all of them because of my new electronic acquisition called the iPad Pro and the Apple Pencil. So you do whatever you want, but you develop that into a habit. You do that, so you do it in your own style, like I did it. I draw mind maps, I make them colorful, I have grid-like paper, I do all kinds of crazy stuff because I make this process so much fun that I cannot wait to do it. And so I insert it into my schedule, a habit, right? Now you can have another habit, which is listening to a podcast on selling. Well, the biggest problem you're having right now is selling for your consulting business. That's how I came across Blair Enns' Win Without Pitching and Pricing Creativity and other things, right? So you will have to find your own stuff. So you want to grow your consulting business, what are the best podcasts to listen to? Head over to Amazon and buy the best books that you can on the subject. And go to YouTube and watch the best videos. Oh my God, three more habits. When do you do them? Maybe during that, remember that 1.5 hours of commute from Schaumburg or Naperville down to downtown Chicago when I was working in Accenture. If you're doing that kind of a commute, that's a good time. If you're driving, you should listen to audios. If you're in a commute, in a train, then you can do all kinds of stuff. You can watch videos, you can listen to podcasts, or you can read. So you have much more options there. But bottom line is you have created those three more habits. So you're doing your dreams, goals, and gratitudes. You're listening to your audios, you're reading your books, and you're watching videos. In my case, on a weekly basis, I had to attend one networking event every single week. I've done this for many years, and you want to do that as well. You want to figure out, maybe there is a breakfast event around where a lot of companies are coming together. There is a Chamber of Commerce event going on. So you figure out, in the beginning, you have to kiss a few frogs. You have to go to multiple types of meetings. Still, a bunch of them are going to be a joke, a waste of your time. But you have to go through that process to identify bright spots, remember? What are the bright spots of these networking events? Which ones are useful? Where do serious people come? Where does business really happen? And once you identify them, you're more likely to stick with them, okay? So these are 4 or 5 habits you're done. Now, these are channels. Remember, these are not solutions. These rhythms and routines and habits are channels to find. So now on a daily basis, when I do my dreams, goals, and gratitudes, I'm naturally moving over and writing down my plans. What do I plan to do concretely today? I have to read this book and about selling, and I get some good ideas. I have an appointment to call this person, and I'm going to attend this event. So I found many ways to convert that cloud into concrete events. Oh my God, I don't know how to sell. Time is getting wasted. I'm spending off money. All that fear is replaced by concrete steps. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to attend that event. These are much more important. Now, when you're there, your brain is already programmed. Remember, if I told you to look around and find 3 red things, you can find them. I'm just looking around because the brain responds to some comments like that. Similarly, once you have determined that, hey, you have written a very clear statement that replaced the cloud with, I am going to hack the bright spots about building business, the book of business for my consulting company. It's a very clear statement. Once you've made that, it's like looking for the red colored things in your room. You're given an order, a command, a fiat to your brain, and your brain finds them. Your brain is good at that. So now that command is in your brain, and you're using all of these channels. Great podcasts, great videos, great books, great events, and giving your brain opportunities in each of those places to find and hack those bright spots. And suddenly what happened? You are now doing constructive things, So what would have taken 6 months or 1 year and it would have been a painful experience of running out of money, doing crazy stuff, has been replaced by a much more saner 2, 3, 4, 5 month process through which you gradually learned, found your mentors, found your mastermind, became accountable, developed some good habits, applied this important principle of hacking your bright spots, replaced the cloud with constructive things, and before you know it, procrastination is a thing of the past. Okay? Hope you found that extremely useful, or if it isn't for you, I'm sure you're thinking of some of your friends for whom this will be extremely useful. Share it with them, head over to iTunes and Google Play, rate us 5 stars. Okay? And any questions that you have, send us those questions so we can answer them. info@thementorshipprogram.co. Hope this helps. See you next time.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.